5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
You're listening to the Texas Strangers. Here are your hosts, David Carson and Ryan Gano.
Welcome. It's May 6th, Friday night, and you're listening to the Texas Strangers. First off, I'm your host, David Carson, and I'll bring in my co-host right away, Mr.
Ryan Gano.
Ryan, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, this is different for us. Normally, we record on Saturday nights, but we have an issue tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Dallas Stars are playing Game 5 back here at the AAC.
Finally coming off a win after that shellacking they took from St. Louis, allowing 6 goals. It looked like it was going to go downhill from that part of the series, but the Stars rallied.
So tomorrow is a noon game, and around here it gets a little busy. Ryan doesn't have the chance to come in and take great parking, and I really hook him up with some really good parking. He doesn't have to pay for it.
Free parking. Monopoly board here.
Especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, free parking, you'll take that any day of the week. Okay, the first thing I want to do, I want to thank some people really quick. On SoundCloud, Curtis J. Proctor, you liked segment 2 and 3. Thank you very much for sending your feedback. I really appreciate it. And Glenn David Ignoski, you liked segment 3. But our favorite one, Joan S. Walker. What segment did you like, Ryan?
The North Texas segment.
All right. That was awesome, wasn't it?
I mean, there's only a handful of us, so we got to stick together.
So, Joan, thank you very much for liking that. We really, really appreciate it. Now, we did have, I say we, but it's really me. I had a couple mistakes last week, and I will man up to my mistakes, and I'll come around and say, hey, I made a mistake, and which I did. Last week, I said Steve Bichel, who is the father of Shane Bichel, the incoming quarterback for the University of Texas. I said he was a coach for the Texas Rangers. I was absolutely wrong. He is a scout. Kind of the same thing. You have to be able to coach to scout,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe from now on we'll just safely say that he works in the Texas Rangers organization.
That's probably a better way to put it. But hey, you guys want someone that's going to be credible for what they say. I'm going to take some credit for what I did, and I'm manning up to my mistake.
Dave's trying to take all the blame here, but this is something that's new for us. And as we know, teamwork makes the dream work. So we'll get better together as we go, guys.
It sure is. And, you know, I feel like we're flowing a little better tonight than we've done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's every week it's something new. It's still every week this is still something new for us. We are working on our dynamic. We're working on the content. We're trying to figure out what works, what doesn't. We're bouncing our ideas off our listeners, off people that we know in the industry. And the more feedback we get, honestly, the better of a product we'll deliver to you.
And I want to give a couple more shout-outs to some of the people that actually listen to our show. They haven't took the time to actually put a like to it, but they've actually took the time to listen to us and give me feedback of what I need to do. Chris Kroc, he's over at WBAP. He listened to us. Thank you very much, Chris. Grant Stinchfield, he has the Stinchfield Report on KLIF from 5 to 8, 570. Gavin Mitchell, he's at The Gavin Mitchell Show on Spreaker.com and SoundCloud. You can also listen to him on 570 KLIF Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And his producer, Ron Phillips, also gave us a lot of feedback that we needed to improve our show. So, guys, thank you so much. I know it's a lot to take out of time just to listen to 20, 30 minutes of what we're doing and what can make us better. So thank you once again. So what's on the agenda for tonight? We got some good stuff. We got some good content tonight.
Yeah, I think the biggest topic we're going to talk about, one we might spend a little more time on than we have topics in the past, is the NCAA, the almighty NCAA, and should we pay college players or is amateurism the way to go?
That's going to be first. That's coming up right next. Then we're going to add some humor to this. We have bad wedding names. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You just have to stay tuned and listen to that. Then coming up, crutch words. I'm going to give you 10 crutch words that you should not be using in everyday life because we want to make ourselves sound better. Don't take – you're still in the thunder, brother. We're going to get into some more Dallas Mavericks talk. because it's that time of the year where it's mock drafts are already coming out, and we already have a mock draft
with an interesting outcome. We'll see something interesting. We'll see what you guys think about the Mavericks' approach for that.
Then me and Ryan, we're going to break down our top five sports movies.
Yeah, my list is better than his, obviously. I mean, Dave's probably, we probably have to pull out the old reel and light, turn that
there,
on.
There is one.
In order to there actually see these movies. I don't think they come on even VHS anymore, so it'll be interesting.
I think a couple of them are on Netflix.
Well, do you have a projector version of Netflix? Can you get those delivered to your house? Is that what you use, Dave?
Yeah, they come every time. Every time. And we're going to talk about Texas A&M bad boy Johnny Manziel later on. Who knows where that's going to go, but
jail,
anyway,
probably.
There's always a way around it. If you have money, there's always a way around it. It never seems to fail.
So like we said, we'll be right back in our next segment with Pay to Play. Is it okay?